Mom Reads!
Snow Daughter and Fire Son, a German legend. There was once a husband and wife who had longed for many years to have a child. But as no child arrived, they grew sad. One winter day, they were outside clearing the snow away from their path. It had been bitterly cold, and there were huge icicles hanging off the roof. They sparkled in the sunlight. The wife turned to her husband and murmured, "I wish I had as many children as there are icicles hanging from the roof." When they turned to go back inside, the wife looked up again at the roof and sighed. As she did so, a tiny icicle fell from the roof and straight into her mouth. "Ah, husband," she laughed, "perhaps now I will have a snow child." And they thought no more of it. But in the spring the following year, the wife did have a baby. It was a tiny girl whose skin was as white as snow, and her eyes were like blue chips of ice. As the girl grew, it was clear she never felt the cold. She would always run around with bare feet, and in winter she would laugh and roll in the snow as soon as it fell. She hated the warmth and would hide from the sun in the summer. Indoors, she would sit as far away from the fire as possible. Her mother and father called her Snow Daughter. One winter's night, when a wizard was blowing, the man and his wife huddled by the fire. "Ah, husband," said the wife, "perhaps it would have been better if I had produced a fire child." And as she spoke, a spark flew from the fire into her lap. The man laughed. "You should not say things like that, wife. You never know what might happen." In the spring the following year, the wife produced a fine son with rosy cheeks and flashing black eyes. As the little boy grew, he was always complaining of the cold. In the summer he would dance in the heat of the sun and would stay outside until the last rays had dipped over the horizon. His mother and father called him Fire Son. Now, of course, Fire Son and Snow Daughter could not bear to be close to each other. Fire Son would complain that Snow Daughter made him shiver, and Snow Daughter would complain that Fire Son made her skin burn. Time passed. Fire Son grew into a fine, darkly handsome young man, and Snow Daughter grew into a beautiful, shining, fair young woman. Their mother and father died, and Fire Son and Snow Daughter longed to leave the little cottage and seek their fortunes. But they had no one other than each other in the whole wide world, and they wished to travel together. "I just know we should keep together if we are to be lucky," said Snow Daughter. "But how can we arrange it?" asked Fire Son. "If I stay close to you, my heart freezes, and if you come close to me, you burn from my heat." Snow Daughter produced two huge fur cloaks. "If we wear these, we can walk side by side. I shall not feel your heat, and you will not feel my cold." And so they set off. They traveled for many days, wandering far and wide, and saw many strange lands before they grew weary and decided to stop a while. Fire Son built himself a snug wooden hut, where he always had a great fire burning, and Snow Daughter lived outside in the open air. When they met for supper, they would always put on the fur coats and sit outside. One day they were sitting outside the hut together in their coats when the king and all his courtiers came by. He was captivated by Snow Daughter's beauty and bade her tell him who she was and who the fiercely handsome young man in the fur coat was. And so they told the king the whole story. He wasted no time in asking Snow Daughter to marry him. The king built a huge ice house underground for Snow Daughter, and he built a house inside a great oven for Fire Son. So they all lived happily ever after, and, thankfully, when Snow Daughter gave birth to twins, they seemed quite able both to sit by the fire and to dance in the snow. The end.